All right, Happy New Year. You guys look bright-eyed, so you're all good. You didn't go out last night? Okay, go ahead. Shoot away.
Mike, what did you get out of the November game against the Packers that you feel helped you face him the second time around?
I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow or Sunday, I guess. I thought they played well. I think you can get a chance to see matchups, guys on guys a little bit, but we'll have to play better.
Linval doing too much today, practice?
No. He didn't do anything today.
Is there a chance of not having Linval on Sunday?
There's a chance of I could be a jockey.
Is it? I mean, usually if a guy didn't practice all week, he's out on Sunday. But this is a playoff-type situation. Does that change that scenario because
could.
Of the bigness of the game?
Could.
Mike, I think it's Tom Clemens was calling the place for them at the last meeting, and now it's Mike McCarthy. Does that change much for you? Do you look back at last year, maybe, or is it?
He's been calling for a few weeks now, so I mean, we've watched all those tapes and obviously the ones before. So, the offense is very similar. It's just different. I don't know what's the best way to say it. It's, different tendencies, I guess, now.
Mike, with you guys in the playoffs and Jay Gruden's got the Redskins in too, there's a little bit of a Marvin Lewis coaching tree going on. I guess, what did you sort of learn from him, and maybe how did that experience make you ready to be head coach?
I learned a lot from Marvin. We do a lot of things that he still implements. A lot of things I do with the team. Very similar. And Marvin and I have been close for a long time, so we're, we sat in defensive meetings most all the time, and we talked a lot about a lot of different things, but I still talk to him a lot about, things that happened during the season and, how he handles things.
Did he give his assistants a lot of latitude to kind of run stuff the way you saw it fit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
What's your assessment of Kenrick Ellis been in the time that he's had?
Good. He's been he's done good. Practiced good today. He's a big physical guy. He's got some athletic ability. So took him a little while to get the techniques of what we try to do from where he was, but he's doing good.
What do you see as the main differences between what he brings and what Linval brings?
They're different guys. Linville's more powerful probably, but he's a big guy too. I think Linville been in the system a little bit longer, it's hard to compare guys really.
You're facing a Packers team that struggled a little bit that last week, and especially getting the passing game going and protecting Rodgers. Do you expect them to pivot back toward Eddie Lacy and that ground game?
Well, I would anticipate that they're going to try and run the ball on us. They did good last time. But you still have to handle Rodgers and the receivers and tight end. I think they'll try to have a balance.
With their offensive line kind of banged up, how much do you look at, specific matchups versus just kind of their blocking scheme and trying to get after a quarterback like that?
We always look at matchups best we can. I'm assuming that they'll have most of the guys back. But we look at matchups all the time, try to get favorable matchups for us just like they do.
Does that change the way that you rush, like who you might have and what spot on the D-line?
Sometimes, yeah. How we attack guys and how we, how we rush against certain guys. We always do that, too.
Talked about Trey Waynes yesterday, but what do you think about Eric Kendricks' rookie season now that he's had a good stretch here?
Yeah, I think he's played good. He for a young guy, some of the things that he's done come in, be a three-down linebacker. you know, for the most part, been healthy all year. But he's a real excitable kid and tries to do everything the right way. Runs around, he plays fast. He's got good instincts.
Can the injuries up front impact him at all in terms of who's playing in front of him?
No.
Has Danielle Hunter exceeded your expectations in any way?
Yeah, probably. You know, we didn't, you know, we knew he was a good athlete. We just didn't know how fast he would progress, and he's progressed quickly.
Is he getting by on the athletic ability still, or is he progressing some of the mental side and the technique in that stuff too?
No, he's doing much better in technique. And he's starting to combine his athletic ability along with the technique. But he's a real smart kid. He's almost, you know, sometimes he tries to, he doesn't cut it loose when he could because he's thinking too much. But that hasn't been as much of a factor recently as it was early in the year.
The Giants had the two big plays against you guys last weekend. What does the defense have to do to kind of minimize those opportunities against Green Bay?
The two big plays. One was a screen. We didn't play that very good. Two guys got knocked down. And the other one was a, what happened? I'm trying to remember what it was. I don't know, we got to cover them better. I can't remember them. All I've done is look at Green Bay for 6 days.
How'd you practice this week?
Excuse me?
How'd you practice this week, quality-wise?
Was it good practice, as you mean? Yeah, I think it was. It was pretty sharp. Didn't have to do a lot of ranting and raving or anything like that, so it was pretty good.
Are you monitoring just the focus level and the energy and everything, especially leading up to a game like this?
Yeah, I mean, we seem pretty focused. I think guys know what's at stake. I think they understand all that. But, we've had good practices and not played well. You know, but typically when you practice good, you play good. So, but I think we've practiced good this week. I think we've been sharp. We've throwing the ball well. We're getting guys blocked in the right places, running good routes. Defensively, they're, you know, on top of the checks and things that we have going on. And so,
when you guys were looking at Teddy, how much did what he did in big games in his college career kind of stick out to you guys? I know Rick has talked about what he did against Rutgers that time he broke his wrist.
Well, always. You always look at in the bigger games, you probably, even though you probably shouldn't, but you put more emphasis on those kind of games than you do in the so-called not so big games. But that, but it's, you know, the course of the career and everything else. But yeah, he's been playing good the last few weeks.
A lot of your players have talked this week about trying not to, you know, make the game bigger than it is and get too hyped up. But what's been your approach to this week, or what will you meant to do this week?
Pretty similar to how I am every week. You know, it's, here's what we have to do to win. This is what we didn't do good last time. I'm usually pretty on top of them. So, I mean, that hasn't changed.
Mike, with the exception of the San Francisco game, how pleased are you with the way your team's battled on the road this year compared to last year?
Well, we've played good. For the most part on the road, but you know, and I've said, I keep saying all along, it's not really about where you play, it's how you play, and we've played pretty good wherever we've been for the most part. And, we didn't win them all, but we've played pretty good, so it's more about performing under pressure, performing under the crowd, you know, with the crowd noise, all the different things, and that's kind of how we approach it, and it doesn't really matter where we play, it's how we play.
All right.
Good. All right. Thank you.